Are you sure it's on?
It is on. It was on the last time. It was just that I had the wrong mic button pressed. I've learned a valuable lesson. I'll never do it again. And I've already apologized to you several times.
Test. Jesse Bauman. Jesse Bauman.
I was gonna say, you sure that's
Jesse Bow. No.
Okay. Because I didn't write down any notes for our conversation. All right. Introduce yourself, please.
My name is Jesse Bauman. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Community Edition. I have been doing that since last September.
That was the Community Edition's editor-in-chief, Jesse Bauman. We'll get back to him in a minute. Right now, you're listening to TCE Radio.
My best friend Sammy's brother follows me on Instagram. We started following him, except we don't follow anybody, so we stopped following him.
Yeah, it's funny because she found out that Will, her BFF's older brother had Instagram, so she like looked him up and started to follow him, right? And we weren't following anyone, so it's like we're just following some 10-year-old boy.
He's 12.
That was Clover and her dad Mark. I interviewed them back in the August issue of TCE about their Instagram account, D&D Listens. Read the full story about this father and daughter reviewing obscure Canadian music at communityedition.ca. Now let's go back to our fearless EIC, Jesse Bauman, for some thoughts on his first year at the Community Edition.
So, I've written a lot of stories that I've had a lot of fun writing, or if maybe not fun is the right word, but have felt meaningful, talking about changes to health access for trans folks, talking about migrant detainees going on hunger strikes, but maybe the most fun story I've written was one last winter about a guy named Ken Wilson. Ken is such a fascinating guy. I had met him in another time and place. Actually, I'm going to cut that out. I don't think I need to. I was walking by the Google office one time with a friend of mine, and we saw this sign that said Store Wow, or the Wow Store. Actually, partly what's fascinating about it is you can't really tell what the name of the place is from the store. So we popped in, and it turned out I knew Ken, sort of, from a few years ago. I had volunteered at a food bank, and we'd crossed paths. In fact, he used to come in and pick up food for other people. So I knew him as this kind of good Samaritan, a little bit eccentric, to be sure. And so we reconnected, and I realized Ken is the man behind the store Wow, which from the outside, actually, especially from the inside, looks like a warehouse full of garbage. And because Ken is an eccentric guy, you know, you wonder, like, what's going on here? And so I hung out there for a few hours one day, and I came back for a few hours the next day, and I can't pretend to think that I really figured out what exactly is going on there, but Ken's got a small little army of people who are helping him out, and who he somehow can afford to pay, because he hardly makes any money, at least when I was there, selling old dressers. I mean, like, literally anything that you can imagine is in this warehouse, and it's literally also a warehouse. Like, it's huge. I think he lives there. Anyway, I think that was fascinating, trying to get inside his head, and he was super generous with his time to hang out with me and chat about his life. And then when we ran the story, people came out of the woodwork being like, oh, Ken, it's so great to see you featured in this article. Or I bought a clock or a birdhouse or a hockey stick or a punching bag or a fan, whatever. Like, and that was really neat to see how this, you know, at first I thought, ooh, this is neat. I'm meeting this guy that no one else knows. But it's like, no, he's been a part of this community for a really long time. And lots of people have lots of stories about him. And that's why that was so fun. Oh, and a side note, if you ever get to tour the Google building, some of his treasures are in there. An artist from California did a lot of the art installations in the Google office, because obviously they have art installations in their office, don't you? And Ken told me, he's like, yeah, a lot of my stuff is in the Google building. And this was at a point where I was like trying to figure out, like, is he, how much do I believe, basically? Which I feel badly about now for ever thinking that, but like, I was wondering that, and I thought, that can't be true. So I got the name of the artist, I tracked him down, I called him in California. He's like, oh yeah, Ken was a godsend. Like, he brought me into his warehouse, he let me dig around, and like, totally, there are a few things, and there's like, there's a specific thing hanging on the wall that is like, it's an homage to Ken. So it was a lot of fun digging through all of that, literally and figuratively.
Get the full scoop on Ken and the store WOW by going to communityedition.ca and searching Ken Wilson. So there's a pro tip if you've ever been featured in TCE and you want to show it off to your friends. Just look for yourself or search your name in the search bar and you'll probably find what you're looking for. So now we're going to go back to Jesse and hear a little bit about what he's learned in his first year as the editor-in-chief of TCE.
We have a pretty diverse readership based on the surveys we've done, but it's still not as diverse as KW, which I think is one of the most diverse communities in Canada for lots of different reasons, and it's something to be super proud of. And I think, you know, part of the reason we're not, our readership isn't as diverse as our community, is that our contributors aren't as diverse as our community. That's a big problem with us. And I think it's because we pay people with exposure and not money, which is probably a conversation I should just put on hold for a different podcast. And anyway, the point I wanted to make now is that I keep getting feedback from our readers, from our contributors, but especially from our readers, that tells me that people are dissatisfied with what the traditional media is offering in KW and elsewhere. And I think there's this funny narrative about how journalism is selling out and is complicit in the dumbing down of media across the board, which is now, you know, cat listicles and celebrity gossip. And, you know, sure, there's a time and place for those things, but I think there's also a bit of classism in that argument. And I also think it's wrong, because what I keep hearing from our readers and the data that we get about what people are reading on our site tells me something else, specifically that people do want thoughtful and critical analysis of what's going on in their communities, and they want to know about the stories that are getting missed by the larger media conglomerates. So that's extremely heartening, and we're going to keep doing it.
If you want to connect with Jesse further, you can follow him on Twitter at JesseDCB. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm sure he'll tell you all about it. And if you feel weird about going directly to Jesse, you can always get to him through the Community Editions Twitter, which is at the Community Ed. So next up, I chatted with local artist and maker Ellie Anglin about her work with zines in the community. What is a zine? What is zine culture? How do you make one? We cover all the bases and talk a lot about her own artwork and a lot of other great artwork that's happened in this region. So stay tuned. So in case you forgot, you're listening to TCE Radio. This is the first episode of what we hope becomes a regularly occurring podcast. So let us know what you think. We're still figuring things out and nothing is set in stone. So tell us what you liked and what you didn't like. Share your ideas with us. Tell us if you have a story we should pay attention to or if you want to be on the podcast. Let's mold this thing together into something cool. So tweet us at @thecommunityed or email info@communityedition.ca to share your thoughts.
I've just like always been so obsessed with zines, and also cataloging like the history of our community. Like I have a lot of emotional like memories attached to a lot of these zines. Yeah. And even if it's someone that I don't even know, like I think they're just such beautiful objects that I've kept like almost every one I've ever had gotten. And so I have, I had probably about 500 in my tiny little apartment. Wow. And probably about half of those were KW, or made in KW, or made about KW, or made from people who have left KW. And I just wanted to share them because then it creates more of like a public awareness about what has been done, and hopefully will inspire more of that sort of thing. So.
So that's Ellie Anglin, and her and I met up at the Princess Cafe last month and had a really great conversation about zine making and zine culture in KW. So keep listening for a couple other tidbits from that interview, and you can also pick up the October issue of TCE where you can find the full story about KW zines.
Yeah, so I got into it through feminism and, like, Bikini Kill and Kathleen Hanna, her, like, zine making. But then in the next sort of main one that I did was in university, going to school for English. I got involved in a creative writing group, and we put out a zine, and the University of Waterloo actually, like, funded a couple of zines at that point, which was really great.
So after those early zine adventures, Ellie was hooked on the medium. She eventually moved to Toronto, and then she moved back to KW, and along the way she made the larger scale zine Tender Buttons, and a few others, including one about Jean Gomeshi and sexual assault, one all about Kitchener-Waterloo called The Golden Bat, and she also has a smaller series called Kitty Doodles, and you can probably figure out what that's about. You can find her work in the zine library and some for sale at Open Sesame. Let's end off this inaugural podcast episode by going back to Jesse Bauman.
I am the center of my universe, and so like it's hard for me to take a step back and kind of more objectively appraise that and answer that question. I've learned that, I think there's a lot of talk about how, you know, arts and culture in KW is non-existent, or it sucks, or we should go to Toronto if we want a really great time, and there are a lot of fun things happening in Toronto. I would be dishonest if I said I never went to do those fun things, but there's a lot going on here. I'm rambling now, but I've just been so impressed as I dig deeper into this community to realize how many people have been organizing for so long here. And that maybe sounds trite or something, but it's true.
You made it. The end of the first episode of the TCE podcast. Thanks to everybody who participated and let me record them this month. I'm Megan Norse. I'm the social media manager at the Community Edition. And who you didn't meet is Alistair McClellan, who is our distribution manager and also the producer of this podcast. See you next time.